Blog Talk Radio.
America.
Woo! Woo! Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I had to get that off my chest. Yeah, man, it's this relationship I have with this thing we call hip hop. Well, it's complicated. But anyway, welcome to Everything's Eventual.
Wasn't always sober, could have been October. But stroll with me down memory lane. See for yourself how I fit the Hennessy, took away the pain. Remember pocketing shit, I was a little thief. Stealing bases, all-star player in the little league. It all started with my baseball dreams. Face on a sports card, the talk of the sports bar. Stick ball with the first floor neighbors. Empty quarter water containers full of paper. To give it weight, that's what we use for a ball. You heard the crack, crack, a home run over the wall. Anything to escape the poverty-stricken hiatus. Hot Scott, double dutch, CeeLo in a crowded bunch. Truth or dare to find out who got it from the town slut. Run them up, standing in the aisle on a crowded bus. Steal a dirty magazine, imagining the wildest touch. Walk from elementary, kicking over bullet shells. Pick them up and use them for that afternoon show and tell. Ain't nothing chilling, Jay. Just blessed that I'm here to see another day. Got a lot to say, often was a mile away. Humbled by reality, didn't follow a policy. Policy, look at the size of me. Wasn't exactly intimidating, on the contrary. Stay running strong, hoping that the lights stay on. Unlike when I got hospitalized, lights off. My pastor said go out for greener pastures, but I got caught up in the rapture, trying to be an accepted rapper. That got me nowhere, so I'm going places slow. Gave up my dreams of hearing my song on the radio. Temporary job and wasted years in college. Felt like life was just having me weaving and bobbing for apples. Coming up empty, wondering why God sent me. All of the talent to write, but not making it right. Then I embraced the fact that I was meant to do this. And that success is not coming, man. I gotta run to it. No longer do I feel like I'm on the bottom part of the totem pole. That way of thinking left long ago.
You're now listening to the Not Just Wrestling Show with your hosts, Mr. Pete and the Generic Dude.
Once again, we are live. Not Just Wrestling Show is now on the air. Generic Dude.
We here. We live. We doing it again, baby. What's going on, Mr. Pete?
Nah, man. If you hear some background noise and running back and forth, there's a baby shower going on.
Okay.
Fucking loud. They're loud.
Saturdays, bro.
Yes, sir. There's 40 women. They're about to start wilding.
I could barely hear you, my dude.
Yeah, it's a little extra. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay. Technical difficulties is part of life. That's what happens when you do a live show. Okay, so
that's what happens. We good, though.
Yeah, we got a little different flow we're doing today. We're going to get into our wrestling thing, but we're going to dive into the state of hip-hop music. I love hip-hop music. Love hip-hop music. I'm sure most of the listeners love hip-hop music.
I mean, definitely. What we were just listening to just now, we opened up the show with my boy. I mean, his name is A2, A-squared, however you want to put it. That's a dude right there. He's been writing for years. And a little underground cat right there. I definitely support him. He's real dope. And I definitely would suggest y'all go to www.reverbnation.com/A2ismusic. That's where you can find his stuff. Support the brother. He's been putting his life, his passion into it. And that's what it's all about, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had the liberty of listening to his album last night, and it was dope. Real good.
Yeah, his album, Everything's Eventual. That's a really good one, man. It's a good listen. I suggest you guys do it, man.
Definitely check
that
out.
So what we starting off with, my brother?
Let's talk. We can talk some wrestling, some music. I wanted to dive in a little bit of NBA draft. Knicks fans was on the Warpath on Thursday night. Because we have brought into the fold a gentleman named Kristaps Porzingis. Excuse me. 7'1" or 2" dude from Latvia who weighs probably like 200 pounds, 220. He's like a bean pole. But supposedly the kid is real close. People lost their minds when they drafted him because obviously they didn't want him because a lot of European players are busts. I mean, the way it is, but we'll see. I mean, this over most definitely taking Jahlil Okafor right before when they didn't need a big man, but that's a story for another day. But hopefully my next made the right choice. We'll see.
Who was the number one draft pick this year?
This year was Carl Anthony Towns. From Kentucky. He's good. Our forward center. He's going to be good. And he actually wanted to go to Minnesota. So got a player that actually wants. I'd say, I'm not going there. Trade me. So that's the way it is. And hopefully the Knicks have done something. Looks like we lost the generic dude. He disappeared. Let's see, generic dude, you need to get back with me. Let's see if we can get you back on. Being that this is the State of Hip Hop show, we're going to compare and compare to a joint from the 70s, a joint from the 90s, a joint from today, and I'll discuss the contrast. You know me, you know how I feel about music. To me, right now, hip-hop music right now, it's pretty much 98% garbage. Welcome back, Generic Dude.
Yes, sir. I'm here. A little technical difficulty. We live, though. We good.
Yeah, we're stumbling right now. I don't know what's going on, but we're still going. If it drops, it records, so, I mean, it'll be here. Like I was saying, I don't know, but today's show is going to be a little different. Talking hip-hop from what it was to where it is now. How lyrics have became dumbed down, as people like to say. No one's saying it's complex. And if they are...
I mean, now it's now the stuff that you hear on the radio, I mean, it's all club music and it's ass-shaking music. That's fine. It is what it is. That's what people want, and people listen to it. But I know a true hip-hop head like myself, I mean, I go into the archives, and I'm listening to Rakim every day. You know, I'm listening to KRS-One. That's just the music of my choice. That's what I choose to listen to. There's more of a message. There's more creativity versus now when you got rappers who pretty much just sing about absolutely nothing, and it's all about the beat anyway. So
yeah, but
that's
there's no substance to it. There's no substance to it. Half the time, you don't even know what the motherfuckers are saying. To be quite honest.
Yeah. There's no substance in rap music anymore. And it's like I said, it's all about just getting people moving. It's all about the beat. And you have these producers who create amazing beats, and then they send it to these rappers, and they put these shitty ass lyrics all over it, and then that's that, and then you get yourself a hit, and people will buy it up, and they chew all that shit up, because it's cool music to listen to, but...
it's like they don't know no better. People don't know, like, these...
Yeah, these kids nowadays don't know about Rakim. I can't put on a K... But the thing is, you put on a KRS song for a child nowadays, and they won't get into it, because they're not... It's not about the message anymore. It's about the beat, and it's about if this shit will be dope in the club, then, you know, I'll vibe to it. But for an old school head like myself,
exactly.
I keep it old school, baby.
Yeah, it stays old school. I mean, my playlist pretty much stops at, like, 2000, pretty much. I can't get French Montana.
Yeah, I know people who don't listen to rap past the year 2000. Like, the cutoff time is like 99 to where Bad Boy was in the prime, and that was it.
And my thing is, when did New York radio become Atlanta radio? And New York radio, you can sit and listen to certain radio stations, and you won't hear. You can sit and do this, do this experiment for an hour and count how many New York rappers played on that station in that. Then if you hear a New York rapper, it sounds like South.
Yeah, it sounds like a down South rapper. Exactly. Isn't Waka Flocka from Queens?
Yeah. Yeah, don't let us know till you say that. We ain't claiming that much. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing about it, though. The style has completely changed. And if you ask me, everybody has a flow like Ace Hood. And if you go and you listen to some of Ace Hood stuff like, I believe the name of the song was Hustle Hard. You listen to his flow on that song. And then you listen to a lot of the artists who came out after that or around that time, they started to bite his flow. So everybody sounds the same. Everybody sounds like they're from the South. But, however, you have your artists here and there who break the mold. You have your Kendrick Lamars. You got your J. Cole. So, I mean, we do have some hope.
Yeah, but then, you know, they're hot. It's funny because they're hot and everybody's listening when their album comes out. Oh, it's all everybody's gung-ho. And then 2 weeks later, it's back to whatever these radio stations are putting down your throat. It makes me sick. Like,
yeah, I mean, Kendrick's new album, To Pimp a Butterfly, it's a great album, but they're only going to play, like, a song off of it. I think they're playing King Kunta. King Kunta's on Hot 97, but they'll never put How Much Does a Dollar Cost on Hot 97. That song's way too intellectual.
Too much thinking involved. They want to keep everybody dumb. It's just irritating, being that I came up in the golden era of pop, where every week, whatever, and it wasn't just it was the shit. It was every week we. Every week. Yeah, there was no downloading, kids. Unless you had the bootleg man on the block. Yeah. Sometimes it.
My brother, you need to, like, put the microphone directly inside of your mouth and then talk, because you're cutting off
bad?
Pretty bad.
I think it might be the connection. How's that? Is it better?
Yeah, it's a little better. That's cool.
Yeah. Technically, I don't know what it is today. Our service is fucking up, okay?
I mean, it is horrible outside.
Yeah. Block Talk, if you don't fix this, I'm going to another service, damn it.
Yes. You hear that? We will leave.
Yes, sir. All right. Let's go into... I'm going to play a little bit of music. We're going to do things differently today. I'm going to play a song. We're going to do a little comparison. First song we're going to play is from the first rap hit. Analyze.
Let's do it.
So we're going to put this on. Hopefully we can get these difficulties. So let's start this song. And I'll be back in a minute. All right, here we go.
But I brought two friends along, And next on the mic is my man Hank. And come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a D. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental, man, or some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, holiday. Take a friend, a Master G, or my mellow is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the fox, the ladies, and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting in your seat. And then, damn, they start doing the freak. I said, bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot body, the pop, give it, the pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is get a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girl. Get on. The floor, come alive, yo. Give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hip, to the hip, the hip, hip, the hopper, you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie bead. Well, skittle bee bop, we rock a Scooby Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause it rocks in a row with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. To the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. I say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat and attempt to raise your body heat. I just blow your mind so with that you can't speak or do a thing but a rock and shuffle your feet and later change up to a dance called the freak. And when you finally do come into your rhythmic feet, rest a little while so you don't get weak. I know a man in Hank, he has more rhymes than a serious bank. So come on, Hank, I sing that song until the rhythm of the boogity bang bang the bomb.
Dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside and to the front, you do the freak spank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Tretter's trio, I win the serious joiner from sun to sun and from day to day. I sit down and write a brand new rhyme because they say that miracles never cease. I I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic. And the turntable, this young reporter I did adore. So I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air and pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party harder like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop y'all, I take a drop y'all, you don't stop. I go hotel, motel, and what you gonna do today? I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say
that's
your
the
Sugar
Hill Gang.
Then you take
and we're live again.
I say, skip, God, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take.
We're live again, Generic Dude. Are you with us right now, Generic Dude?
With us, sir. That's the first rap song I ever heard in my life, B.
Yeah, yes, sir. Sugar Hill Gang. Technical difficulties, I believe they're fixed. Is that a little better?
A lot better, bro. We're on. Okay. We good. We rocking. Let's do this.
Let's go. Okay, so Sugar Hill Gang. That was the first, like, real rap hit. And
first real song where people actually kind of got hint of this new style of music, you know, rap, putting words together. You're not necessarily singing, but you're rhyming and you're putting shit together, and it's pretty cool. So
back then,
I mean,
the DJs in the park used to just set their turntables up and just drop a breakbeat, and the guys in the neighborhood would just grab a mic and just start rhyming. And then here comes the Sugar Hill Gang dropping their joint. Then you had cats like Grandmaster Flash and dudes
exactly.
like that just paved the way. And I mean, it was a simple style back then. You know, wasn't really anything complex. Melly Mel was a complex rapper for that time. That's why he never, they blew up, but it wasn't. People, like, they went to the party scene. It was, like, just after disco, so it wasn't really as serious. And then, you know, the 80s come in, and then you had cats like Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One,
yep.
Boogie Down, all of them. And it just completely turned it upside down, and it was just like, wow.
I was watching on Netflix, The Art of, I believe it's called The Art of Rap. And
yeah, The Art of Rap is dope.
Yeah, it's real good. I suggest anyone go on Netflix, even if it's on Netflix anymore. I hope they didn't take it down. And I'm going to feel bad if you go there and it ain't there. But anyway, The Art of Rap, Ice-T was the one who made this, and he went around to different artists from Big Daddy Kane and KRS all the way to Kanye. And just asked them about hip-hop and asked them to spit something. So a funny story, KRS talks about, do you remember this beat? KRS talks about how the first time he ever started rhyming was because he got dissed in a battle that he wasn't even rapping in.
Yeah, he was in the crowd.
He was in the crowd.
And the MC called him out.
Yeah, on his shoes or something. Like, the MC, like, he's battling with the other dude, and the MC's like, yeah, your shoes is messed up like this dude over here. And he was pointing at KRS-One, and KRS looked at him, and from that moment on, he knew, okay, this is some shit right here. And then he started, and then KRS-One became who he became.
And, yes, The Art of Rap is still on Netflix, so.
Beautiful.
Go check that out, most definitely. If we still have any listeners from all these technical difficulties, Blog Talk Radio, you suck today. Just
yeah, you guys suck today. It's all good, though. I hope we still got some. I'm sure we do.
Yeah, if not, you know, we're still going to go. We're still going to do our thing. But
regardless,
yeah, okay.
Everything is on demand. As soon as we go and we play it, we still promote as much as we possibly can. So as soon as this episode is over, we're going to go ahead and we're going to put it out there that you can listen to it on demand due to technical difficulties. If you couldn't do it live with us today, it's all good. It'll be on there. All of our content's there. So have a blast.
Exactly. But one thing I like now, I like how the battle rap is coming back to the forefront the way it used to be. Because back in the day, hip-hop was a battle. Hip-hop was a battle. Yep. There was always battles going on. You travel from borough to battle the best MC in the hood. You from this guy, let's say this guy was on 37th Street, you're going to go to 33rd Street and battle that best rapper and so on and so forth. And now it's making a resurgence. Eminem put on that the battle rap pay-per-view. That shit was dope. And you know, it's coming back. But I wish the radio stations would get behind real artists instead of the clowns they have on the radio today. But that's just my opinion. I can be wrong.
You know, I don't exactly know the name of it. I mean, I know a few people who are really into it. But if you're into the rap battle scene and you watch them, what's it called? It's called the URL Rap Battles or some shit like that, right?
Yeah, it's Eminem produced it. I can get the name of it right now.
Well, I'm talking about the URL league, like the league of like rap battles, to where you got people like Arsenal, you got people like Shoddy Horror. I'm forgetting names and it's ridiculous. I wish I had a certain person named John just call in. And just
yeah,
help me
but
out
listen,
here.
You got to straighten this out.
Okay, all right, no doubt. But it just the underground rap battle league is popping, and you can go on YouTube and you can watch rap battles, and these dudes are doing it, man. They don't necessarily have albums or record deals, but they're going out there and they all have skills, man, and they're putting their passion out there. So, YouTube
yeah, because
rap battles,
you know, history has shown most battle rappers really don't make a good album. You got Iron Solomon, his album is trash. Sorry, Iron, I'm a fan of your battles, but your album was trash. Jin's album was trash. So it's like, I mean, but these dudes,
and
when they're battling, no one's touching them. But as far as putting a song to it, it's a different world, different animal.
I mean, you look at someone like Arsenal, and you listen to his rap battles, how he absolutely destroys people. Like, this dude is disrespectful. And he's just, his punchlines is ridiculous, and he's just always on point. But I can't see him ever creating an album worth the shit.
Yeah, but, you know, he can do his thing on that battle, and he has a legion of fans that will let you know that this dude is the shit. Looks like we got a caller on the air. We're going to get him on and see what he wants to talk about.
All right.
You're on the air. What's good? Who's this?
Yo, since y'all calling out John, I figured John might as well call and talk this up.
There you go.
See how much power I have over the radio waves? Like, I have the power to summon people, bro. Like, that's some shit right there.
From the bottom, pull them out. What's good, sir?
Yo, what's up, Mr. Pete, man? Long time no speak. What's good, man?
Yes, sir. Chilling, man, doing this thing, trying to figure out these technical difficulties because I'm about to break something.
Yeah.
We good.
But nah,
so we
man,
talking about we talking about rap battle, we talking about underground, and John, I know you're really into that, and you know names, and you can plug it for us. Please go right
yeah,
ahead.
Battle rap scene, man. That's one of the movements that, you know, if you want real, true to the core hip hop these days versus what you're hearing, you know what I'm saying? You gotta like battle rap is where it's at. Bottom line, like yeah, one of my Arsenal. That's one of my favorites, man. You know, and it's just where it's at for me anyway, because you got so many angles. You got the dudes that go hard like Arsenal, Hitman Holler. You got the dudes that come with the, you know what I'm saying, the crazy lines. Like, you got the dudes that are funny like Tech N9ne. You got the dudes that are really out there like Daylight. You got so many movements, you know what I'm saying, the URL movement. With
if you can choose one battle, bro, one battle for
man.
Our listeners to go on to YouTube, you got to choose one. Go
one
on
battle,
YouTube,
you know I can't do that.
He can't pick one.
One battle, yo. Damn. I want to say one of the craziest battles that I watched, just the lyrical, just back and forth, just real competitive. Well, it's two, but man, you say I got to pick one. But, damn. I'll say, all right, then I'm going to go with, and it's, you know, even though I'm an Arsenal fan, it's not an Arsenal battle, but this battle I found real crazy, which was Danny Myers versus Rum Nitty. And I picked that just because they're not big names. Like, well, Danny Myers, he's been around for a hot minute, but he really didn't start blowing up until recently. But when this battle dropped, they wasn't real, you know what I'm saying, big names, like when Arsenal and Hitman Holler battled, or when Holler the Don, and, you know, Loaded Lux and all of them was, you know, putting their work in. Well, Loaded Lux did the Calico that year and everything like that, but Danny Myers and Rum Nitty, yo, the lines and the bars that they exchange, man, are ridiculous.
Definitely, folks need to check that out.
These dudes got heart, man, and that's really what it's about at the end of the day. It ain't about making a whole boatload of money off of a commercial album or anything, even though I'm sure a lot of those dudes, they do the rap battle in hopes that they're going to get seen and get signed by somebody. But most of these dudes, they're just there to put their passion out into it, man. And that's why
I love it, man.
And yeah, even if you're not into it, even if you're not into it, go check it out. You might fall in love with it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's not exclude the female.
Yeah. Queen of the Ring, yo, is that female circuit right there, son, to the point where Queen of the Ring, they be getting a lot of, like, the last URL battle, Known 5, that just came out not too long ago. They had two Queen of the Ring artists on there, Jazz and Official. You talking about a crazy battle, yo?
And, yeah, definitely, and it's all available on YouTube.
That was the first time I seen her really kind of get ate up. Because if you watch Jazz versus 40 Bars, that was a Queen of the Ring battle where she did the 40 Bars as you did.
Oh, so Jazz is the chick that looks like, she looked like Gina? She got the Gina head?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I remember that battle.
The chick that was at the top, she's just been like, anybody that stepped in front of her, she watched them. And she did two URL battles. I think that was her second one. Or it may have been her third on the URL stage. And she like, I think the last one she did on URL when she battled Miss Hustle. And she cleaned Miss Hustle up. And Miss Hustle was nice. Because I remember my favorite Miss Hustle battles when she battled QB Black Diamond on Queen of the Ring. Oh, man.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, but Jazz was putting in work, but Official, she put a hurt on it, yo. Like, word up. But, yeah, this battle rap thing, man, that's why I love it, yo, because cats do this for the love of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's not
exactly
about just making money and being out there. Like, yeah, you get a check at the end of the day for your services, but you doing this for the love of hip-hop, yo. And that's what I wish a lot of these artists that's out here on the radio and all that will understand. Like, yeah, you know, everybody got to eat to live. We all got to make money. But, yo, when you pick up a microphone, do that shit for the passion, yo. Do that shit.
Yeah, not because you're trying to get paid, not because you think you're going to get some amazing record deal. Because look at it like this. Record deals ain't what they used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Word up.
Not
word
in the
up.
Day and age of the internet.
Nah, man.
You're not gonna make what they were making then. So do it for the love, and I think that's the problem with music, rap, and probably music in general, that people are not doing it for love, and they're just putting out garbage.
Yeah, it's just a few
garbage,
it's just a few
everywhere
out there, yo. It's just a few out there.
It's just garbage everywhere.
And
I mean,
everybody gets exposed to like the whackness, because that's what everybody is putting out there. That's what the radios is playing. That's what's on, you know, the music video channels and all that. And, you know, cats don't have no choice because they don't know. Like, you know, cats that are listening to hip-hop now, these younger cats, they really don't know where this really came from. And
exactly.
They don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? And that's
I yeah, they're running around thinking Lil Wayne is God.
Know what they know, you know? Exactly. But I can't blame them for it, you know?
Yeah, they don't know no better. All right, we got another caller on the air. Let's see what's going on here, see what they want to talk about. You're on the air. What's good?
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, man. I'm good, man. See, I talk about hip-hop, man. You know, sad what it's become.
Yes, sir. That's what we're talking today.
Yeah, especially in New York, man. I remember hip-hop. It was New York. It stopped and began in New York. Man, you had to be popping in New York, and people took pride in their craft, man. Like, you hear the stuff that's being on now, it's all faddish. There's no message, there's no appreciation for the art, man. Dudes are putting out like pure trash and sounding like they're not even from New York. Like, I heard, what's the song I heard? The Millie Rock song. I'm like, come on, how is this hip hop? What are they talking about? Like, there's no.
Yeah, that's my problem. That's my problem with it. It's you turn on, like I said earlier, do that experiment tonight. Turn on a radio station in New York. Listen for an hour. Name one New York rapper you hear. It's ridiculous. You're not going to hear it.
Tell her they're not from New York, which is crazy. Like, I don't knock nobody for trying to do something as far as music-wise using your talent. But if you're from New York, you're from New York. I remember growing up and listen to the radio, you know, it was bangers on the radio. It was hot. It make you want to, like, ooh, make you rewind that. Now it's like, nah.
Yeah, no, there's nothing rewindable. I remember listening to the Genius Jizz's first album, and he had a line where he break it back like Tempaterra. My finger was sore from hitting that rewind button constantly,
yeah,
just to get back to that line. Yeah, and you're like, hold on, rewind, and now it's nothing, nothing. And if you want to hear that, you got to go, you got to listen to all the underground cats, and people don't know about
that. Exactly. I listen to Sky Zoo Project. I spend money on people at night. I just bought Sky Zoo last Friday. Sky Zoo album is a banger.
Yeah, Sky Zoo.
Which one? That's the Ghost and the Phantom, right?
Yeah, the Ghost and the Phantom. That's another big one. But Sky Zoo, he just got one called Music for My Friends. He probably don't have one single on the radio. Not one.
No, Sky Zoo don't have nothing on the radio, and it's sad. Because that's a new
Does Troy Ave have anything on the radio? Because I know Troy Ave is pretty dope, and he's from New York.
Yeah, he probably maybe one or two.
The problem with Troy Ave, though, is arrogant. I like Troy Ave for what he is, because he's talented for me. He ain't trying to sound nothing like unless he's from New York. That's part of it I respect. Is he nice? He ain't nice, but his music is okay. But he arrogant. And then how do you rate him? If you're not greasing him or he's not what's popping today, everything is down south this, Miami this. I don't want to hear that. If I'm from New York, I want to hear that. I'm going to Miami. If I'm from New York, I want to hear stuff that he's nice. Or he's go. Okay, yeah, something to say. You don't hear rappers do that no more. No, like Nike.
Exactly.
So get no airplay. You got to get a mixtape. You got to go on that pill to get some worth listening to. The only artist I can really say that take pride in their craft is people like J. Cole. I like J. Cole. J. Cole, he spit. But he's not from New York. He's from New York, but he's not from New York. He was here, but come on. Then the New York dudes that need to push, like, you can't hear the locks on the radio. You got to get an interview. You can't hear the locks on. They won't play no locks on the radio. You won't play no Jada Kiss on. See, got a feature. It's never just Kiss. You really got to sound like something. You hear Rick Ross all day. You hear Neil Scream all day. You can't hear.
Yeah, they'll play French Montana up the ass on the radio, but God forbid you ask them to put Sky Zoo on.
And Fetty Wap, but you won't play Sky. You won't play Torre. You won't play Shot Sting. Like, dude, that's nice.
Torre's my dude. Torre's my dude. I grew up with Torre, so.
Yeah,
that's right there.
Dudes.
That's my dude. He should be on.
Wow.
And, I mean, they do play these cats on the radio, but you got to be up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, look at the time slot they're getting. Like, you're getting tired. You're going to go break some new music at 1 o'clock in the morning. You either drunk, sleep, or at work. So, I mean,
exactly.
It's sad what hip hop has become. It's sad.
Yeah, it
and
really is.
You're just hating when you say somebody whack, or you're hating.
It shows you I don't listen to it no more. Like, the new shit I don't listen to, because when this dude, God bless the dead, Chinx passed, I was like, who's that?
Exactly.
So it's Chinx, I'm out
nice.
Of the loop completely with new rap music.
And Chinx used to be nice. When Chinx was with the Riot Squad, when he was rapping, Chinx was nice. Now Chinx sound like Prince Montana, God bless his dead. He sound like Prince. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so it was like, I'm just not familiar with the cat because I stopped listening. Well, stop listening as far as new mainstream. Anything that's playing on the radio, I'm not listening to.
Yeah, I never understood why Bobby Shmurda became as big as he was. And everybody's claiming that Bobby Shmurda's next up because he's from New York and he's supposed to be the shit. And I forgot the name of his song that was real popular last year. And everybody was doing the dance to it. And motherfuckers is praising this dude like he's the hot shit and he's next up. But I'm listening to and me as a true hip hop head, it's like.
You have to understand, these generations are already dug down. They're not looking for ballers. They're not looking for stuff like, oh, these dudes is nice. They're looking for, oh, the beat is catchy. And they got a little silly dick because it's a younger generation now. And they're even force fed a whole bunch of garbage. So they think they're supposed to be nice. I put on the woo, they're like, who the woo? Who these dudes? These old dudes ain't nice. I was telling the dude I worked with, I'm like, yo, I never heard nobody get the best of Method Man. Method Man top 5 rappers. What? Method Man? What do you ever put out? Like, you serious? You like?
Yeah, like, if you got to say that, then that's time when you walk away. You got to walk away from that conversation like, okay, I'm done.
I just shake my head. I'm like, come on, I'm only 33. I'm like, come on. He's like, yo, these dudes ain't nice. Somebody said to me, Kid Cudi, the best rapper. And I like Kid Cudi for being artistic, but he ain't nice. I told him,
not at all.
Drake is nice. I'm like, Drake ain't nice. Drake stole Big Sean's style and got nice with it. Huh?
Exactly. That's correct. A lot of people don't know that, too. A lot of people think that Big Sean came out after Drake. No, no, no. Big Sean was making Finally Famous mixtapes for years.
When Drake was on Degrassi.
Exactly.
And I'm like, it's a guy I listen to right now, John Carter. John Carter, lyrically, probably one of the best out right now. Period. Any coast, anywhere. But he's from Flint. And he was like, on radio-wise to put out. So you're probably never going to hear this guy unless you listen to a mixtape.
Yeah, that's what I go to. I go to mixtapes. I check out XM because XM plays some real shit. Hip Hop Nation on
exactly.
XM JD45.
Satellite radio. You
to yeah, you gotta go to those avenues.
And that's why I feel bad for Fab. Fab's so talented, but he gotta conform to what the artist wants. So Fab can't put out a mixtape album. He can't put out nothing dope because he should be the radio experience. And he can't go too hard on the radio because then they won't play him. And he gotta get
exactly. Play.
Like,
you know who really needs to start getting radio spins is my boy Joey Badass, because Joey Badass was born in Brooklyn, so he's a New York cat.
Yeah, and the album he put out was hot, but
his album was dope, but
Joey
Badass, you don't hear that
shit. Album disappointed me because I expected more. I'm like, it was good, but I expected more. And because, like I said, you want these radio spins, you got to take away from what you were going to put out.
Yeah,
like,
you got to dumb it down.
I saw Slaughterhouse House put out the best album ever in the world. When I heard the first independent albums, then when I bought it, I'm like, "You serious? You played me?" I'm like, "You misled me." And then
yeah, that My House album, I was just like,
"Yeah." We talked about that. When we first heard going out to you know what, Slaughterhouse House to be the best ever. They're gonna bring it back. Then I bought an album. I'm like, "Wow, like, wow."
Yeah, and then this one's coming out, so I'm ready to be disappointed.
I wish Joel Ortiz would come out with
real
a single album.
Dying.
I mean, Joel stays dropping albums. Joel stays dropping albums. You just
Joel
don't know they're out there.
The House of the album disappointed me. I'm like, you're killing me with this. I'm like, I know you want these radio spins, but stay true to it because there's still fans that like to hear rap. Like, I want to hear rap. I don't buy rap to hear singles. I buy rap like, I ain't going to spit something. You're going to say something crazy, and I'm going to like it. Not like, you're killing me. Like, even Joe Budden last album, I like Joe Budden. Matter of fact, I loved it. He's probably one of the truest artists right now because he don't.
That was the one. That was the joint with Only Human on it, right?
Yeah, and I'm like,
yeah, that was. I like that one.
Joe Budden. This is no input from the label. This is all Joe Budden. But what he did was all the free publicity. He gonna go sell his soul on a reality show, but it worked. So now you don't put out no whack music. You can just rap. But that's
exactly.
Not every artist. And hip-hop is just so bad right now. You got to do and it's like, I remember you just had to be nice. You had to be nice. And you was good.
Good. All right, we got another caller on. Let's see what they want to talk about.
All right, boy. All good right. Luck, man. Appreciate it.
What's good?
Thanks
you
for calling, bro.
Yo, Jay. Yo,
yo
what's who? Good, son?
We got Adam on the line. What's good, my brother?
Yo,
how you been, man?
I'm mad. I'm chilling, man. I'm mad at how you didn't even bring up Chris Rivers, bro.
Wait, bring up who?
Chris Rivers.
Chris Rivers? I've never heard of him. Please enlighten
me. Big Pun, son. You never heard of Chris Rivers?
Oh, Big Pun, son. Okay.
Yeah. But nah, another subject is, yo, no fucking whack this Young Thug. I mean, what's his name?
I think it's Young Thug.
Yeah, that guy is the one who's ruined hip-hop the most.
Just forgive me because I'm out of the loop with the names. I'm out of the
loop.
Yeah,
bro. I haven't listened to mainstream hip hop. I haven't really listened to Hot 97 in months, bro.
Bro, Young Thug, go his Instagram, calling dudes bae, all this shit, tight jeans, everything. He's the main reason for all these little ass kids running around doing the shit they're doing.
And that's another thing. I do feel like this new wave of hip hop and Lil Wayne. I want to say that Lil Wayne kind of started it with the skinny pants and the sagging and all of that shit. I mean, trust me, I'm an older head, but I'm not an old head. So
he's
I
not like me. See, I'm 37. I'm the elder statesman in the group. So
there you go.
And
exactly.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
get it either.
So.
And people walking around looking like that, like bro, pull your fucking pants up. Like,
nah,
that's just how I feel.
It's a damn shame, yo. And then they endorsing all this drug shit, lame and shit like that, and all the kids running around doing that shit now. Like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I hear a lot of rappers call that shit out. Like they be like lame and all that shit. It's like, and
yeah,
I never really.
Yeah, it's all lean, Molly, all these. That's all they talk about in the raps, and that's why they have these little kids doing it now, and people are dying over it, thinking it's cool. This shit ain't cool.
I mean, yeah, that's the point of this episode, because we're trying, I mean, we're discussing hip-hop, but we're also trying to expose what's wrong with it nowadays. And we play a song like Rapper's Delight for a reason, because it shows you, it shows you the innocence of where hip-hop was and then the evolution of what it's become now. And
exactly.
I mean, hip-hop now, and I don't even really want to call it
hip-hop. I'm going to give you a prime example of hip-hop now. I'm going to give you a prime example of hip-hop now. Okay, I pulled this song out. I'm going to put this joint off for a few minutes. This is basically hip-hop now. This is what it's come to. Listen to the fucking lyrics, because it's atrocious. No disrespect on anybody's art, but this shit is not my forte. So
you get the money and you're doing what you got to do. You're distributing music and you're
by
making
all
money
means,
off
do
of
thing.
It. Exactly. Do your thing. I'm not here to hate. However, I know what good music is.
Let's get a sample of this shit right here. Now, this cat is from Brooklyn. So let's get a sample of this.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it.
Police computers. Probably on that high shit. Put them on 100 cloud niggas, man. My 50 cloud niggas. Yo, Spade, what up, Cruddy? Police computers. Police social networks. And these computers. Got these niggas walking around like they some shooters. See them in real life, they're trying to bust maneuvers. Like pussy, talk that same shit from your computer. Just get the cash up, they had them boy Medulla. Call up my broski Gina like I love your jeweler.
God, I can't even do it. I can't. I'm just saying.
I was about to get mad as hell. I was about to tell my
I can't. What the fuck did he say?
Who is that? What's that artist's name?
Rowdy Rebel.
Don't even give him promo. You shouldn't even say his name.
He's down with the
Smurda. Yeah, shout
food.
Out to Rowdy Rebel. You know what I mean?
No,
doing it big. Top
he's
five that are alive.
He's down with
the Smurda crew. I think he's locked up right now, so.
First of all, I think he stole Future Beat, first of all. Second of all, don't shout that guy out. Yeah, that's
just terrible. It's just that's where it is today. That you turn on the radio and you're gonna hear 20 songs that sound like that with the gibberish and you don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yo, I don't get it today. It's that right there just proves that hip hop is dead. It's dead.
Yeah, pretty much. Not as bad as when he dropped his
song. One of the biggest songs a couple years ago was Waka Flocka. I know I stay stuck on Waka Flocka, but Waka Flocka is funny to me because he's just his music is just fucking so fucking stupid that you have no choice but to laugh at it. And then Hard in the Paint, that's the name of the song. Well, I go hard in the mud, like that was the song. Like, people were bumping that shit. And you listen to some of the lyrics on that song. Got a main bitch.
And let me tell you, for the research I've been doing for this show, I've been disgusting myself with this shit I've been listening to for the past week. And it's just, I listened to Chief Keef the other day. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Nah, Chief Keef fell off. But the thing with Waka, though, to keep it 100, he even tell you that he can't fit for shit. He'll keep it 100 with you. As long as you do that, say, I can't spit for shit. I mean, just admit it. But these people.
I'm just taking advantage of my name, and I'm going to make some money.
Exactly. He says he's in it for the money to feed his family, which is respectful, but, you know, kids think he actually got lyrics. Nah.
Yeah, and it's sad. It really is.
Yeah,
I don't know how many times I said that today.
It is sad. I mean, thank God for Spotify. I am a Spotify user, and if I'm going to plug anything,
you're welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir. I give Spotify my money every single month because I can listen to Rakim. I can listen to everything that Rakim ever put out. KRS,
yeah.
I can listen to Big Daddy Kane. And if I want to, I can listen to the bullshit, but I'm okay. I won't pollute my phone with it. So
yeah, Spotify.com, folks. Spotify.com. I will plug the shit out of them.
Don't even son, Jay. We used to ride around back in the day listening to Cameron and what was it, Kanye West?
What was the name of that song?
Shit, what, for Cameron?
Yeah, it was off Purple Haze. See, Cameron, it was at that time that all of the beats on Purple Haze were ridiculous.
It was dope.
Like, you listen to Killer Cam. Like, Killer Cam was the shit, but he wasn't saying nothing.
I know, he wasn't saying much. He was just saying some stupid-ass shit, but the beat's not.
Yeah, but he did his thing, though. Like, Confessions of Fire and Sports, Drugs, and Entertainment are two. They're one of my list of favorite albums. They stay in rotation.
All that, too.
You know, and let me not even front, because Summer Cam's new shit with Votto is pretty good. I'm not even going to front.
Votto may be pretty good, but Cam's there.
Cam was always better than Skinny Cam.
The Rudy Tootie, the Fresh and Fruity.
What about that? And what about
Computers?
Bro?
Computers Putin. Like, Computers Putin? Really, bro?
Shit, he made money off that.
It's Putin.
I tutor the students. Like, what?
Yeah, but don't even lie. Don't even lie, Jay. We was going around saying that shit.
For real, because when I was that age and I'm listening to it and it's these beats, I didn't know no fucking better. But then I met a couple people who told me to listen to fucking Rakim, and then I got over it, and that was it.
Yeah, but see, that's the point. See how we recite Cameron lyrics back in the day, so now they're doing the same shit, reciting Chief Keef lyrics today. But the lyrics depend
on
what.
Yeah, so
though.
That's the evolution of society and the evolution of music. Period.
Yeah, so, I mean, now the evolution just went ass backwards.
It's like my parents were rock and roll back in the 60s, and then it turned into heavy metal. Now it's like me with rap, with me coming up in the 90s, and then seeing what my daughter listens to now, and it's like, I was listening to MC Light, and as far as female rappers go, MC Light and them, my daughter listens to Nicki Minaj and whoever else is out there.
It's that bad.
Yeah,
it's just.
There are no real female rappers anymore.
No, not anymore.
Remy Ma.
You probably never heard of them.
You're right.
There's a female rapper out. She's from Canada. Her name is Eternia, and she's dope. But of course, you've never heard of her.
Snow the Product. You ever hear of Snow the Product?
What was it?
She signed with Tech N9ne, I think.
Nah, I never heard of her.
Yeah, when you get a chance, look her up. She can spit.
Okay. Definitely.
Tech N9ne. Popeye Whitney Spinach. Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne is another one. I mean, Tech N9ne, he's all right.
Nah, Tech N9ne should rap his ass off. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, what was that? Repeat that.
Tech N9ne can rap his ass off, bro.
I mean, yeah, he could spit. That's why my boy R.A. the Rugged Man. See, and I haven't even, fucking shame on me, Pete. I haven't even mentioned R.A. the Rugged Man. Now
I haven't mentioned Immortal Technique, Vinny Paz.
Exactly. But and then Vinny Paz and R.A. were Jedi Mind Tricks on that album.
Yeah.
They did one of the best songs that you will ever hear. It's called Uncommon Valor. R.A. has the second verse. His verse on that song will make your freaking head spin. R.A. the Rugged Man is one of the best lyricists ever, but people don't know about it.
I'm about to
know about him later.
Very few do.
Trust me. If you want to listen to some shit, listen to Uncommon Valor. It's Jedi Mind Tricks featuring R.A. the Rugged Man. He has the second verse. You could also listen to R.A. the Rugged Man, The Definition of Rap. Because that song is ridiculous, and he's a beast. I mean, he was co-signed by Biggie. He was co-signed by Coogee Raps. And this dude, he's been the shit forever, but he's chosen to stay underground because he knows what it is if he were to come up.
That was like Pumpkinhead. Pumpkinhead passed not too long ago. God bless the dead.
Yeah,
people didn't know who he was, but I was like, damn, like Pumpkinhead can spit.
Yeah, nah, people.
I don't even know who Pumpkinhead is.
Just pull him up on YouTube, pull him up on Spotify. He can spit. He can spit. He was underground cat.
Yeah, I mean, all these underground cats can spit, but they're never gonna go anywhere just because they ain't gonna go mainstream. So they're gonna be stuck where they at.
Nobody wants to dumb down their music.
Yeah, the radio's gonna dictate what's hot in the streets.
I'll keep it real. Even going independent these days, is going to the new mainstream, to be honest.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you have to. You have to, because you're not going to make no money signed to a record label no more.
I mean, yeah, but a lot of people are going independent. So, like, what I'm trying to say is a lot of people who are going independent now, it's like the new mainstream thing to do is to go independent. So it's just fucking up the
yeah.
whole game for everybody now.
Exactly. Put the money in your pocket, and you're not telling anybody, no one's telling you about what to record about your content. Don't say this, don't say that, because you're
exactly.
your own boss.
But,
and that's the way it should be.
People forget you still got to break off your street team. You got to break off all those people, you know? So it's not all in your pocket. You know?
And that's where it comes back to doing it for the love, not to make money. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, your money's gone. You gotta press your CDs. You gotta, like you said, hit off your street team promotion and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Don't
do it unless you love it. That's what I say.
Yeah, like
if
Mac
you don't love it,
don't
do it.
You know. He went independent, got signed, fell off.
Exactly. And we're fucked. But that's the state we're in today with the music we love. And it's fucking horrible.
And, I mean, that's the purpose. Once again, the purpose of this episode, we're here to not only talk about how music has evolved, but to expose the crappy music that people listen to all the time. I mean, me being a real hip-hop head and growing up and listening to people like M, and, I mean, you listen to M's last album wasn't that great. He had some good hits off of it. Like, I personally like Evil Twin a lot. Evil Twin is a great song off of his last album. But M just isn't what he used to be back in the day when the
ADLP
came out.
When he was hungry. He was spitting completely different when he was hungry.
I mean, he was hungry and he was fucked up, you know, but once he was sober and got all the money, then he just sucked. Sad to say.
And I wouldn't say he sucks now because, like, you turn on Rap God and it's like.
I wouldn't say he sucks. I'll take that back.
Yeah.
Like, you turn on Rap
God.
Rap God, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Right there.
Like, did he even breathe yet? Did he breathe?
And the album that Hit and Royce did a few years ago, Welcome to Hell, number two, Bad versus Evil, that whole album was pretty dope, too. I mean, M still has it, and him and Royce going to get, and I like how they put that album right after Watch the Throne came out, because it was the complete opposite. It was hip-hop, and it was more about lyrics versus what Jay and Kanye, and I mean, respect to Jay and Kanye, because this song's off of that album that I love, too. You know, but if you want to go lyric wise, M and Royce killed it in that album.
Nah, yeah, I definitely agree on that one. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna steer this conversation away from hip hop because we only got about 32 minutes left. So
words. Well, I'm gonna
gotta,
you guys anyway. I might as well twist up, you know. So it was nice talking.
All right, Adam.
Thanks
put
for
it
the call.
Thank you, your brother. Thank you for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, bro. Keep it up. All right.
And
thanks,
we'll do another show like this down the road.
Word,
we got a call on the air.
Cool.
What's
got?
Good? You on the air?
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
welcome.
We
welcome
got the angry brothers. The angry. We about to get angry up in this bottle.
Okay, we're introducing a new segment. Okay, for those of you into the conspiracy theories all around the world, this gentleman here. It's going to bring you in and break some shit down for you.
Well, we're going to try to break some things down or try to understand some things, we should say.
I introduce you to Mr. Smooth, and he will educate you while I eat this chicken sandwich from my sister's baby shower.
Let the education begin.
What's going on with that? So, am I going to have a discussion with you?
Let's have the discussion. I mean,
mind.
I'm on here. One of the biggest things in the news, Angry Lou, you know, that we happen to discover some lights that's on a dwarf planet. Blah, I can't even freaking speak. On a dwarf planet that's between Mars and Jupiter in the asteroid belt called Ceres, and we discover some lights on it. What does this mean, Angry Lou? You have to tell me, bro.
I mean, what does it mean to you? What is it? It's obvious. Did you see the
picture? To me, that picture looked like, if you Google, everybody out there, just Google lights on Ceres. And when you look at it, it looks like a little Manhattan, the way Manhattan would look from Earth, but like on a planet with nothing on it. And that's what's baffling me. Like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying?
But that's just the first discovery. What about the second part of the discovery with that mysterious pyramid?
Yeah, the pyramid is another thing.
It brings a lot of things into question.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell is that?
And I mean, I know I read something to where I forgot the name of the actual probe that is circling that planet. But it's going to take some closer pictures pretty soon so we can actually develop a map of the planet itself. But aside from that, we should be getting better, more distinct pictures of these lights and that pyramid figure so we can actually maybe, you know, put an answer to this, man. It's crazy.
Well, I know some people say that it's just a natural phenomenon. It's protrusion from the ground because of gases and things of that nature. So,
but to make it look like a city?
Well, I don't know about the city thing. That's something completely different, and that's kind of crazy. That's the thing that I want to get to the bottom of.
Yeah, the only way they need to land a probe on that planet.
And have it just travel around. I mean, if you haven't heard this before, if you're listening right now, I suggest you go to Google, you type in Cirrus lights or lights on Cirrus, and you're going to be surprised because you're going to see one of the main articles is from CNN. Now, a lot of the times we get these conspiracies and, oh my gosh, alien life and all of this crazy stuff, right? But we'll go on the internet and we look at some of the sources, and the sources are pretty fucking fugazi if you ask me. But CNN is pretty much the go-to for what the hell is going on in this world.
Yeah, CNN's kind of reputable. So, I mean, it's not like it's coming from, alienpals.com. It's from fucking CNN.
Now, Lou, let me ask you this, because what some people suggested now is that these lights could actually be, and now you got to think, because this planet is a lot colder because it's further away from the sun. Now, they're saying that this could just be ice, and those lights that we see are the sun's reflection off of the ice. And I have a feeling that this is what they're going to go with, and that's what they're going to want us to believe. But what do you think about it?
That would be a perfect thing for them to go with, perfect for us to believe, because you know what the theory is. Where there's water, there's light.
Exactly.
There you go. That's a damn good point.
If that's what they want to use as an argument, that's just perfect to let us know that there is something going on here.
I mean, if we find that it's for definite water on that planet, and we can find that it's lights, and I mean, for all we know, we land on that planet and it's a whole freaking city there. Then, if you ask me, some of the events that have occurred here would be explained. I mean, things like the Phoenix Lights. You know, things like, well, what was the Battle of Los Angeles, and that took place a long time ago, to where they had claimed that they took down a, like, what happened, Lou? I forgot about that story.
Well, when they claimed that it was they said it was the balloon. That's what they said, it was an air balloon.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the 50s. You can Google that too. The Battle of Los Angeles. Not the movie, folks. Not the movie. The event.
Not the movie. You put Battle of Los Angeles into Google and you go to images, and one of the first images you're going to see is going to make you go, huh, what the hell is that? Pretty crazy.
I mean, what do you guys feel about the other conspiracy going on right now with the Bobby, Christina, and the boyfriend?
I spoke on that yesterday. I think the boyfriend put her, allegedly, I don't want to get sued here, but that has boyfriend written all over it to make it look like that she was mourning her mother and she went the same way. It's nonsense. That dude put her in that tub. He beat her ass. She probably hit her head on something, and then he put her in a bathtub.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, all about money, pretty much, probably.
Probably. And was he married to her? 10.
No, they weren't married.
So what money are you going to get?
No, he had access to her account. He was transferring, allegedly transferring funds from her bank account to his bank account. And maybe she found out about it. Who knows what happened there? But it's just, it's a fucking tragedy. And
wow, that's sad.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That is sad, man.
Man.
Yeah, it's just too much going on in this world.
Too much.
Too much.
I mean, what else? What else we got on the pages, bro? We got like 27 minutes left on the podcast.
I mean,
yes,
what is, did you see the I saw something about a photographer that took a picture and the clouds on Michael Jackson's anniversary death.
I saw that, and yeah, I mean, I saw
that. That I haven't seen.
That's
reason lighting us all.
Yeah, like I love Michael. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson. His music and everything will live on forever. But he wasn't in a cloud on the anniversary of his death. People are looking up in the sky and trying their best to just find something to take a picture and get a bunch of likes off of. I think that's all that was.
Yeah, well,
yeah, somebody was real nice with the Photoshop.
He said he didn't Photoshop, and he said he didn't even notice it until somebody commented on the photo that he put up. That's how that went.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those where it's like, you want Twitter followers, pal.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, do we even have, this week, it was a damn slow week in wrestling. I mean, Raw was.
Yeah, that's why we're all over the place today. But that's why it's called not just wrestling, folks. It's
not just
wrestling.
Exactly. We love
wrestling. We're educated
other shit
as well.
Other than
we
wrestling.
Talk about other things.
Yes. But before we get into wrestling, let me just say this. I want to touch on something that you had asked me last week about. And I want to give all of our loving viewers a nice update of what the situation is this week. All right. Now, last week you asked me, do I like that Elder Scrolls Online?
What's funny is, you know what's loading into my Xbox right now.
Yeah, I see
Elder
that right now.
Okay.
So, I ended up returning Elder Scrolls and getting Batman, period. I don't have the game anymore. I know I talked about it last week, and I was kind of praising it a little bit, but I gave that game enough time to realize that I personally don't like it at all. And now I have Batman, and Batman is a freaking phenomenal game. And if you're listening and you have a next-gen system, you need to get Batman in your life because you will be happy and you will thank me.
And it's only on next-gen or it's on?
I believe it's only on next-gen.
That's only on next-gen.
Okay.
Well, now that that's out the way.
I'll have my review on Elder Scrolls next week.
There you go.
I'm going to give that a run today.
Full review. Exactly. But, I mean, Raw, so what do we even have on Raw? I mean, Raw started off. Rollins came out. What, he got the authority back or something? He was trying to get the authority. No, Raw started with Lesnar, didn't
he? Believe so. I didn't really watch. I watched highlights of Raw. I didn't watch it too much because I had a lot going on this week, so.
Yeah, I believe Raw started with Lesnar. Lesnar came out, and, of course, Heyman was doing his thing. I think Rollins had ended up reconciling with the authority, so now the authority's back on his side. And then during the last segment of the show, they ended up attacking Brock Lesnar, and Brock actually, and they confirmed it on SmackDown, he broke Jamie Noble's ribs up against
the barricade. Yeah, he hurt Jamie Noble.
Yeah.
Little dependable Jamie Noble now out of action, folks.
Yeah. And now when you sit back and when you look at, because I was watching SmackDown, Rollins standing with Kane and Joey Mercury, it looks better than having J&J there, because J&J made him look like a bitch.
Yeah.
What do you think?
They're killing Rollins altogether. The champion that they're painting him as, they're killing him. We're not really getting to see none of his talent the way it's supposed to be showcased. They're destroying one of my favorite wrestlers.
Rollins was the shit in the Shield, man.
They are. It's because of, as y'all want to call it, the chicken shit champ role that they're giving him.
Yeah, right. the classic chicken shit heel.
Yes, they're doing it wrong.
They are. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Ric Flair was kind of the chicken shit heel.
And he did it perfectly with the Four Horsemen, and it was the perfect representation.
Right.
This little thing with J&J and crying to mommy and daddy with Triple H and Stephanie, all of this, they're killing Seth Rollins' character.
I think it's all leading to a match with him and Triple H. I think it, even though it's not the ideal storyline that we would want our champ to go through, but I think what they're doing with Rollins is pretty interesting. He's developing almost as time is going on, and it's almost as if he has to prove himself to us. And
that's
to them,
that's right.
And that whole dynamic is going to come back when they turn the face,
right?
Did you know it's
and
coming?
And when he turns
be a
face,
better,
the story
be
will be interesting in the fact that he was a heel and he got shattered on by the authority for this and that and the third, and now he's a face and he could end up being a huge baby face, to be honest.
Yeah, no, he definitely
that's all
can.
That's Seth Rollins would have to pull that out of people. He would have to pull
Definitely.
That. What would separate him from, as you would say, Damian Sandow, as far as having a talent, a certain amount of talent, but the wrong moves are being made throughout your career?
Good point. Damian Sandow was great in the ring. He's great
Rollins
on the mic.
Will have to pull that out of the. It's something that he has it, and it's. I don't know what it is. It's something that he would have to do to separate himself from the picture that's really being painted. Because I'm telling you, right now, the way I see him is the second coming of the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, wow.
And not in a good way. Not
wow.
In a good way. The way that the Honky Tonk Man held on to the Intercontinental title and getting disqualified, all type of whack garbage, that
yeah.
is
yeah.
the light that Seth Rollins is being painted in right now. It's the second
wow.
coming of the Honky Tonk Man.
I mean, that is a good point. You make a damn valid
no,
point.
No, definitely. That is definitely. But we all know it's gonna, that title is as good as gone come SummerSlam.
I hope so.
You really
think gotta,
so? You got to give it back. They got to give it back to Brock.
I mean,
that's
I don't know. I honestly think that Sheamus's entrance will become the World Heavyweight Champion, because the great thing about Sheamus is his entrance and his song, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So
well,
when he comes, and what's crazy is that when Sheamus comes down to the ring, when his song hits, and how they got the Titantron, and how, you know, with the spotlight hits him, it makes you feel like someone important is about to come to the ring. Because me personally, I freaking love Sheamus's new song. I think that shit's hot. Now they're
did
gonna get the title
the new,
to him.
Did
mm-hmm.
you look up
yeah,
what it means? What he says?
I don't know what the hell he's saying.
I think. Yeah, it's like some warrior chant that he does. That's why he doesn't say fella anymore. It's so
okay, thank God. It's like they do to all their faces. They make them comedy acts. Come on.
Yeah,
stop.
And even Ryback. Like, Ryback, when Ryback would come out, it was simple. Like, with the feed me more, and he would look down to the ring, and he would be like, wake up. And then he walks to the freaking ring. Now this motherfucker says a goddamn paragraph before he comes out, like, wake up, it's feeding time, I'm going to eat you, rah, and then walk down. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, what are you doing?
You got to get the kiddies excited, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you know the kiddies love Ryback.
Of course they do. Of course they do. He sells action figures. What do you want? Can't work
what
worse
else we
again,
got? NXT this week? NXT this week was more funny than, like, great. It's usually a great show every week, but we had some flub-ups on NXT.
Yeah, the Steen
today
blub.
With Tommy. Oh, yeah, the Steen blub, the Kevin Owens blub, when he ended up messing up his words, but seeing it, I mean, Kevin Owens, he's so great on the mic that he went ahead and picked it up, and he's good to go. Hideo Itami, he tried to make a joke, I think. That's what it was? Like, it was a joke?
Yeah, it looked like a joke.
But
I guess it didn't. The joke didn't land the way it's supposed to. I guess it got lost in translation somewhere. It probably sounded better in Japanese.
He needs to never speak again.
Yeah, just leave him be.
Give him a mouthpiece. Don't make him speak, because people are not going to buy into it, and then he's going to get shat on, and that is not how Kenta needs to be treated.
You know, it'd be hilarious. Put him with Enzo and Cassidy.
Yeah. Well, then he becomes a comedy act.
Yeah. Well, you know that's where
he's
headed eventually.
That would definitely be a comedy act. Definitely.
Yeah. He's headed there eventually because them dudes. Look at Funaki. Look at what's the other guy who's in there? Yoshitatsu. Yoshitatsu.
Let's be honest.
A worker.
When it comes to Hideo, do you think T's main roster material?
Yes.
Not right now.
Well, right now or eventually?
Eventually, yes, but not right now.
Even eventually. Eventually. What would you say would be the furthest extent he would go to on the main roster, the furthest they would push him?
I could see them giving him the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, that's about it. That's his ceiling.
I really think he needs a mouthpiece. I think you give him a mouthpiece, you put him with, like, Paul Heyman or something like that, and he'll be fine.
And it's weird. I can't even see Intercontinental. I see tag team at best, if he's going to hold the title. Tag team.
I can see that, too.
It'll be a flash, like a flash in the pan Intercontinental champion.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be a month long reign, real quick, 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Because I don't see like dudes like that, they can't connect with the audience. So
exactly.
The language barrier is real. As much as they say it's not, it's real. Yoshitatsu
yeah,
someone's
really
ass
is.
Off. He didn't connect. The dude whipped Sheamus's ass in real life. So it's
Yoshitatsu.
Funny. Yeah. It's like the dude can go, but it's fucking, you can't connect with the crowd, you're dead. You're dead.
What else on NXT? We had Enzo and Cass came out, and they had a match against, I forgot their names, Jason Jordan, and I think the other dude's name is Sawyer Fulton, I believe.
Sawyer.
And it was a decent match. I mean, Cass and Enzo came out, and Cass tried to say a joke, and the joke wasn't really that funny. That's why I'm like, NXT this week was just weird. It was just freaking weird. But I know, Angry Lou, I know you hate Cass because this dude claims that he's from Queens and he's going to run right through you. And this guy right here,
he's from a different part of Queens, eh?
Just stop trying. Like I get it.
We're
going to
run right through you guys.
Like,
I'm from the south side of Queens, eh?
Take a little bit back, man. Take a little bit back. I see the baby test thing going on, you know, but when it comes to that Queen,
the baby test thing.
Lingo.
Wow.
Please.
I'm from the south side of Queens. I'm a tough guy. I'm in the streets, huh?
And there's only one word to describe you.
I love the dudes. I'm sorry.
They had a decent match, and I think they came out
on top. I got my own soft T-shirt, okay? I love the dudes.
I mean, when they come up to the main roster, that whole bit that they do coming
Enzo.
To the ring, yeah. Oh, yeah. Enzo's the shit. Enzo's dope. That whole little thing that they do coming to the ring, it's going to get over on the main roster. They're going
to
be dope.
Oh, yeah, it has to.
Yeah.
And you see 30,000 people. S-A-W-S.
So, that's going to be interesting. They are definitely the new age outlaws.
As far as connecting with the crowd goes.
Yeah. Yep,
just
I definitely
a little more work.
And finally, in the main event of NXT, we have Finn Balor versus Rhino. In a great match, Kevin Owens ends up coming to do commentary. And Kevin Owens is hilarious as usual. He is just bitching and sunning everyone on the commentary table the whole entire time. It was funny, man.
Yeah, no, don't forget, folks, July 4th is a special show on the network live from Japan.
Live
Finn
from
Balor
Japan starting at 5:30 a.m.
And I will not be watching that live. I will catch the replay, but
they're going to be doing it live. Since it's July 4th, Japan, Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens, I guarantee it's going to be an amazing match. And I think we all know, because the route that Kevin Owens is going, he's going to be losing that title. And he's going to be taking the U.S. title from Cena, and we're going
to
have.
But how
US
does
champion.
He lose the title to where he doesn't look weak? That's the way to do it.
John Cena's going to come out and interrupt the match.
Yeah, that's why I said you got to have Cena get involved somehow.
He's going to distract him or something. It's going to have to be something like that.
Yeah, because then if he gets pinned by a guy from NXT who hasn't been to the main roster yet, makes him look weak in the casual fan's eye, and that's what they care
but
about.
But at the same time, isn't that what happened to John Cena? John Cena got beat by an NXT guy in the NXT guy's very first match. To the casual fan, that could make John Cena look weak.
No, but it's John Cena. There's certain dudes that can take losses like that.
I believe Kevin Owens is one of them. I think Kevin Owens is the type of – absolutely, brother. Kevin Owens is the shit, and he can take a loss from Finn Balor. Especially if it was just a regular episode of NXT, I could see it. But the stage is set. This is Tokyo, Finn Balor, Prince Devitt. He was the shit when he was in New Japan.
Yeah,
He has to take it off of him. And even if he does it the clean way, I could see that not even being something that hinders Kevin Owens. You're still in a feud with John Cena. You're still in the upper mid card on the main roster, and he'll be just fine.
And you're fast tracking to the main event. So, how about TNA this week?
Huh. Interesting stuff going on in TNA, huh?
Yeah, it makes you go, what the fuck are they doing?
I mean, it makes you, as a wrestling fan, as a real wrestling fan, dog, I don't want TNA to crumble. Because we need variety. They need to get on a channel that I have. I'll just put that out there. But aside from that, Jeff Jarrett coming back to TNA is a really big thing because we know about Global Force Wrestling. It's going to be coming very soon. And I think they're going to be doing a little invasion to get off the ground, to get people seeing it and understanding that product. So it's interesting.
I see the sentiment behind the move of doing the invasion, but the thing is, come September, when the invasion's probably going to be just starting, will they even have a TV deal? You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
Because the rumblings are going, Ring of Honor is a better product, and they're about to knock them out.
I mean, Jeff Jarrett was never a draw. And I mean, Angry Lou, you can tell me right now, you never liked Jeff Jarrett, right?
No, but you can't tell Jeff Jarrett.
No.
You can't tell Jeff Jarrett he was never a draw.
I mean, shit.
He thinks he's one of the top five dead or alive.
Yeah, no.
The self-confidence is important.
I don't know where he gets that from. Would you put him in the top 15, maybe?
I wouldn't even put him in the top 15.
I wouldn't even do that. Nah, I would. I'll do that.
He wouldn't even
Jeff
be in the
Jarrett,
top 15.
For what it is, Jeff Jarrett was a clean wrestler. He wasn't flashy. And he had the Seth Rollins shit. To be perfectly honest, when he was in the NWO, back when WCW was going in the toilet, but he was in the NWO and he was a champ. The NWO went and they interfered in every one of his matches, and he was the chicken shit champ. And he was small, but he hit you with the guitar, and it's over. So,
yeah.
For what it was, the gimmick worked. He just
Oh, yeah, it worked, but he wasn't, I wouldn't consider him anywhere near what he thinks he is of himself. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I think he's better than Goldberg. I think he's a lot better than Goldberg.
Yeah, probably better than Edge, too.
Yeah, probably.
Whoa.
I mean, I honestly think Edge and Goldberg are, like, two of the worst wrestlers ever.
Edge?
Overrated.
Overrated as hell.
Edge.
Absolutely. Edge sucks, and Shawn Michaels is 10 times better.
Okay.
Yo, we're just fucking with you, bro.
You were fucking with me.
I like how this shit just the brink just went.
Like the intensity of the podcast just got really, really. Like you could feel the tension. Like, what the fuck's happening right now?
I was trying to get the
reasoning for that statement. That's I was trying to see where that was gonna go.
We can have a real conversation right now. I know we only have 5 minutes left, but real quick,
yeah.
You want to look at Goldberg and you want to look at Jeff Jarrett. You put two of their matches side by side. I'm going to tell you right now, Goldberg's more intense, and Goldberg, the whole idea of Goldberg works more than Jeff Jarrett, but Jeff Jarrett's a better wrestler.
Oh, he's a better wrestler, but I would put...
The thing with Goldberg that you got to understand is just like what they said about what the Road Warriors had. The electricity that Goldberg brought, that is unparalleled, bro. And it's not like he was a horrible wrestler.
No, I would put Goldberg over Jeff Jarrett.
In terms of
what he brought to the business and his legacy, he's way beyond Jeff Jarrett. Way beyond.
Yep.
Jeff Jarrett was in the right place at the right time and kissed a lot of ass and got where he was. And plus, his father was a big time.
I was just going to say that, Jerry.
His father
Jarrett
was a big time promoter, so.
Yep.
That was that nepotism at its finest. His father did a lot of people a lot of favors. And, you know, they looked after his son and they gave him a break. That's what that is. But, I mean, you cheered Jeff Jarrett when we went to PWS that day.
I mean, I cheered him. The reason that I cheered
him. On the spot, sir?
Well, all right. Put me on the spot. I don't care. Because I cheered him because of who he was facing. Because I don't necessarily like Kevin Matthews. And back when I wanted to become a wrestler, and this was the summer of last year, and I was fucking serious about it, and I was going to do it. But certain things happened, you know, is what it is, and I couldn't do it. But the point I'm trying to make is I will go to these PWS events and I will see everybody just cheering freaking Kevin Matthews. And, like, I had saw him after the show, and he's, like, on the side just sitting on some table swinging his legs talking to some chick. So I'm like, okay, so you're supposed to be the shit around here. I'm going to boo you while everybody cheers you. No matter who you're fighting, I'm going to boo the shit out of you. So Jeff Jarrett comes, and I know who this guy is. He was in the NWO. This is Double J right here. I'm going to cheer him. And Kevin, it was at one point that I'm fucking shitting on Kevin Matthews, and I'm looking directly in his freaking eyeballs.
And he was looking directly at you, too.
And he was looking directly freaking at me, and I'm like, who the fuck are you? And then he, like, kind of looked around like, yo, who the hell is this dude? Like, yeah, and that's the reason
why. He don't
why.
Know who I am.
That's the reason why. I go against the grain. Kevin Matthews supposed to be the shit. Not so much.
No, he's all right. He's all right. Can't complain.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's a good draw for them. I like PWS.
Yeah, he's all right.
I like PWS. Good draw. And on that note, about to shut this thing down, the show, we recovered well from the technical difficulties at the beginning.
We recovered very well. I definitely
Very well.
Before we get off, I want to plug just one more thing. I mean, we listened to the song that came on when podcast started. That's the Dark Horse off the album Everything is Eventual from my boy A Squared, A2. And you can listen to his music at www.reverbnation.com/A2ismusic. He also has soundcloud.com/A2ismusic. Please support the brother. He's one of them independent artists, and this is the reason why we had this podcast today, to talk about the state of hip-hop. And that's what we do, man. That's what we do.
And we are out. There will be no show next week because next week is a holiday.
Okay.
We'll be back the week after, folks. So enjoy your 4th of July, people. We will see you
absolutely
in 2 weeks. And we are out. Let's take a joint from 94. Play a joint from 94 on the way out. You folks have a good day and see you next time. Shot by beats around the way. All we do is spark madness. Niggas been like